Hey, this is Jeff Milo. I have a new show called My Local, a weekly one-hour showcase of the vibrant Michigan music scene, spanning diverse genres of rock, indie pop, folk, soul, and beyond. Celebrate music from the Mitten on My Local, Tuesday at 9 p.m. on 101.9 WDET.
Curiosity is a production of WDET in Detroit. Visit us at wdet.org/curious.
I'm Laura Herberg, and this is Curiosity, where WDET finds the answers to your questions about everything Detroit.
My name is Ryan LeClaire. I'm from Ann Arbor, and I grew up in Rochester Hills, Michigan. And I'm interested in the history of whether or not there was a gay neighborhood in Detroit.
It's a Thursday afternoon at Menjo's, an iconic gay bar that opened up on 6 Mile near Woodward in 1973. On the dance floor, between a rainbow flag and a larger-than-life representation of a male organ, there hangs a tattered disco ball.
This was the actual disco ball that hung in the club when we opened, and Madonna used to live locally. She used to dance underneath this disco ball.
Manager Tim McKee is giving me a tour of the artifacts that the club has collected over the years. As one of the few long-standing gay bars still open in the city, it serves as a kind of makeshift museum to Detroit's LGBT past. After World War II, downtown Detroit was a hub for gay bars. Then, starting in the 1950s, the gay population began following the migration pattern of many Metro Detroiters, heading northward. By the 1970s, there was a community in the Palmer Park area around Menjo's.
There was one building we called the Barracks. There's 48 apartment units and 46 of them were gay men.
That's Greg Piazza. He's a former Palmer Park resident who wrote a book on the neighborhood's history. Piazza says the architecture of the buildings, open-minded management, and some child-free living policies attracted a strong gay contingent. He remembers that on nice days, people would congregate on a stretch of lawn nicknamed the Green Beach.
It was where you went to show off for the season and check out your latest friend. And on a day like today, there would be 40 people.
Piazza remembers 8 bars and a couple gay-friendly bookstores and restaurants in the 1980s. But eventually, he felt the neighborhood change.
I just turned around one day and it was like everybody was gone. All my friends were gone.
They moved northward, he says, mostly to Ferndale. But in some respects, Palmer Park has remained a hub for the African-American gay community. For the past 20 years, the Black Gay Pride Celebration, Hotter Than July, has hosted its annual picnic there. An agency for African Americans called LGBT Detroit puts on the event. Director Curtis Lipscomb recognizes the significance of the Palmer Park area, but he isn't convinced gay neighborhoods facilitate progress.
I believe that once I live next to my neighbor and my neighbor is different than I am, I think that's when walls can be torn down.
Do you feel like the piece answered your question, Ryan?
You know, I think it just reminds me that there's a lot of contention about whether or not, you know, gay neighborhoods are really a good solution for the future. But I think, you know, there's still a need for some sort of space, especially, you know, when we have events like Orlando.
Indeed, Menjo's manager Tim McKee says after the tragedy, they saw a surge in attendance. Because gay clubs, McKee says, are the heart and soul of the community. For photos and a historic map of LGBT bars, visit wdet.org/curious. There you can also let us know what you're curious about in Detroit or the region. Thanks for listening. I'm Laura Herberg.